This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bruce Springsteen's gearing up to play a series of shows on Broadway this fall. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, $75 to $850 a pop. So if you're a fan, here's the deal. You can't just get online and buy yourself a pair. Limit two, of course. First, you have to pre-register, which will get you into a lottery, to maybe get a special code so you can get online, to maybe get a ticket if you're fast enough. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloff looked into why the process has to be so hard.
When the boss comes to New York, it generally sounds like this.
Blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too.
That's Springsteen at Madison Square Garden. 21,000 seats that usually sell out in about 10 minutes. This time, he's playing 40 nights at one of Broadway's small theaters, fewer than 1,000 seats. This is huge for fans and a huge opportunity for scalpers.
These are big businesses. We are not talking about the fan who buys four and sells two. We are talking about high-volume traders.
David Marcus is head of music at Ticketmaster. He says for scalpers today, concert tickets are a high-margin, liquid investment, and the traditional online ticketing system is easily exploited.
That's really what gives rise to the problem we have here, the rise of the bots.
For a popular show, Marcus says online robots can snap up half the available tickets as soon as the sale opens. That's when you see massively inflated resale prices. But according to economist Mark Perry of the American Enterprise Institute, the bots are just a symptom. The real problem is that concert tickets are underpriced.
The artists are sensitive to trying to appeal to their fans and act as if they are making their tickets affordable so that they're not seen as the price gougers.
Perry says cheap tickets give fans the illusion of attainability, but they also give scalpers plenty of room to hike prices on the secondary market before pricing themselves out.
And that's the irony of it, right?
Ticketmaster's David Marcus.
A decision to price below market frequently doesn't land on the fan because the scalper gets in the middle.
If you had asked me 5 years ago, I would have said that Ticketmaster is totally accountable for the significant amount of arbitrage.
Christian Hassold writes about scalping at his blog, Ticket Economist.
I would have said they know who's buying, they know the names and the addresses and the credit cards, and they're not using the data that's sitting right in front of them.
Now Ticketmaster is using that data in a new process called Verified Fan. David Marcus again.
Through pattern recognition and the data we have on buyers, we can anticipate what that subsequent behavior will look like.
Namely, whether a buyer is going to resell their ticket or actually go to the show. People identified as scalpers get locked out of the ticket buying process. Marcus says Ticketmaster's been testing Verified Fan for months and cut scalping more than 75%. Scalpers tend to figure out a way around every new barrier, but for now, the company seems to be winning the latest skirmish in the ticket wars. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloff for Marketplace.